Does this mean they're going to make it?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. It is quite a turnaround for the resurrected General Motors. GM has decided not to sell its European unit, Opel. It's a risky decision, and it's likely to rile the government of Germany, where Opel and tens of thousands of its workers are based. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the story.
Germany's government favored a sale of Opel to an investor group made up of Canadian auto parts maker Magna and a Russian bank. The hope was that would save German jobs. But the sale ran into antitrust concerns in Europe. GM, meanwhile, had concerns of its own. It worried its designs and technology would get into the hands of competing automakers, especially in Russia. Rebecca Lindland tracks the auto industry at IHS Global Insight.
You know, there's a lot of strategic benefits to having such a strong 100% wholly owned presence in Europe. I think behind the scenes, they've been desperately trying to figure out a way to make this work.
With the decision to hold on to Opel, GM will now have to pump a few billion dollars in to get the company profitable again, and it faces a backlash from the German government as it downsizes the workforce there. Germany has asked the automaker to repay money it got to help it through the financial crisis. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
European regulators are reportedly objecting to a big American merger. The deal between Oracle and Sun Microsystems has already been cleared in the U.S., but as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London, things are much less certain across the pond.
Europe's competition commissioner has been mulling over the $7.4 billion deal for months. Press reports here suggest a decision is imminent and it will be negative. The Commission is apparently concerned that by taking over Sun, Oracle will acquire the open-source database company MySkill. The regulator seems to fear that Oracle might be tempted to sideline MySkill and promote its own database software. The chances of the Commissioner actually blocking the deal seem remote. The last time that happened with an American merger was in 2001, with General Electric's proposed purchase of Honeywell, and it caused an almighty transatlantic row. But the European Commission could block this deal. Oracle may be forced to make concessions if it wants the merger to go ahead. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
European stocks are keeping a stiff upper lip. Stock markets there are up 1 to 2% so far this morning after strong earnings news from the British retailer Marks & Spencer, the French bank Société Générale, and the German sportswear company Adidas. Asian stocks were also up today, 1 to 2%. The World Bank boosted its forecast for China's growth. Wall Street was mixed yesterday, with the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq gaining slightly, but the Dow losing 17 points. It closed at 9,771. Today marks the end of the two-day Federal Reserve policy meeting. When that meeting wraps up today, the Fed is expected to leave its key interest rate right where it is, very low. But what will the policymakers say about the future, the health of the economy, and how they're leaning when it comes to interest rates down the road?
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
You know, I'll bet at some point in your life you have said to yourself, I have this great idea for a new product. And then you forgot about it, because how would you ever get it to market? Well, reporter Simon Orendine tells us about an invention website based in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Every good idea needs a home, like a scratching post covered with sandpaper so your cat can file its own nails.
Here, kitty kitty. Ever try to clip your kitty's claws? It's impossible. Now your cat can trim her own claws with Emery Cat.
Emery Cat is on store shelves thanks to a PBS reality show called Everyday Edisons. The program tracks how ordinary folks turn ideas into useful products. The show got so many great ideas from would-be inventors, they started a website called Edison Nation just to collect those pitches. And the business community took notice. Now companies like Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, and PetSmart come to Edison Nation to find the next big thing.
We have a team of experts who interview the retailers.
Matt Spangard heads Edison Nation.
They then tell us what their needs are. We put together a live product search.
So, for example, Home Depot is looking for new tools that make painting faster and easier. Exactly what that means is left up to the inventor's imagination. Spangard says retailers like the system because they'd prefer to deal directly with Edison Nation's experts rather than with individual inventors.
They just put a little bag in here, so then like they just scoop it up.
Charlotte inventor and veterinarian Mike Tommen knows what it's like to go it alone. He spent $50,000 and 5 years of his life trying to sell companies on his invention, a portable pooper scooper.
So I'm trying, like I said, cram this down their throat, where Edison Nations has the idea hunts, where their companies are coming and say, these are the products we want, we have an opening for it, so just fulfill the opening.
Now Tommen's invention, he calls it a Portascoop, is a finalist in a PetSmart search.
It's a streamlined process, and you don't have to fight with these retailers and these big companies as much to get your product on the shelf, so it's a very efficient process.
If Tommen's idea is accepted, Edison Nation will give him a $2,500 advance, and they'll take care of licensing the product. So what's in it for Edison Nation? It splits royalties 50-50 with the inventors. In Charlotte, I'm Simone Orendine for Marketplace.
And finally, Leon Perrins has been making Worcestershire sauce since the 1830s. The label still says it contains spice and flavoring. But what kind? Cloves? Pickles? It's always been a secret. Now an English woman says her late father, who used to work at the company, found the original recipe written in two different styles of handwriting, possibly so no one person would know the formula. She's given the papers to the Worcester Museum for testing, and when I hear, I'll let you know. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.